Van plows into London pedestrians.
This is being treated as a terrorist attack.
Deadly accident at sea.
This was not a small collision, and there is a big puncture.
Southwest sizzles.
It's too hot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a vehicle has again been used as a weapon in London. This time, people outside a mosque were the targets. We're live in the British capital with CBS's Vicky Barker.
These Londoners had just left the mosque after late-night prayers for the holy month of Ramadan when a man collapsed. As people crowded around to help him, a white van plowed into the group. This man helped subdue the driver.
I asked him, why did he do that? Why? Innocent people. He goes, I want to kill Muslims.
British Prime Minister Theresa May.
It is a reminder that terrorism, extremism and hatred take many forms. And our determination to tackle them must be the same whoever is responsible.
The man who collapsed is dead. 10 people were injured. The 48-year-old white driver is under arrest. It's believed he acted alone. Steve?
Well, CBS News national security analyst Fran Townsend says this could inspire additional attacks.
ISIS called for Ramadan attacks, and they'll take this attack clearly against worshippers coming out of a mosque during the holy month and turn it to their propaganda use, to recruit, to inspire. There's another week to Ramadan.
There was a moment of silence today in London for those who died in last week's high-rise fire. Big Ben told, officials say 79 are missing or dead. 2,500 similar buildings in Great Britain are being inspected now. The U.S. Navy has identified the 7 Americans who died when their destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, was hit by a larger container ship off the coast of Japan. CBS's Ben Tracy has more on what happened in the frantic effort to save the ship.
The sleeping quarters for 116 sailors flooded. 7 died, including gunner's mate, second class, Noe Hernandez.
He just loved the military.
19-year-old seaman Dakota Rigsby was a volunteer firefighter before he joined the Navy.
He was a good, strong hearted person.
Skyler Click, who survived, told his father the crew used a bucket brigade to keep the ship afloat.
The pumps weren't enough, so they had a bucket line to keep the ship from totally sinking, just like bucket at a time.
Well, for the first time in Syria's long civil war, the U.S. shot down a Syrian Air Force fighter jet after it had dropped bombs near forces that are backed by the U.S. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
The United States and coalition partners consider it their right not to hesitate to defend those forces in Syria, most notably the Syrian Democratic Forces and the Kurds, who are actually conducting what the U.S. calls legitimate counter-ISIS operations in the region.
A Russian diplomat called it an act of aggression. And a day after firing missiles into eastern Syria, Iran says that action will be repeated if ISIS militants threaten the country's security. A member of Donald Trump's legal team denies the president is under investigation. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a round of TV interviews yesterday, a lawyer for the president shrugged off his client's own tweet of last Friday in which he said, quote, I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Attorney Jay Sekulow on Face the Nation.
I want to be clear here. The president is not under investigation. James Comey said it. Nothing has changed since then.
Last week, the Washington Post reported things have changed, that special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating the president for obstructing justice. Sekulow says his client has not been informed of that in writing, which does often but not always occur in the course of federal investigations. Sekulow says we might finally find out this week whether there are tapes of the president's conversations with James Comey. Steve?
Well, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner is off on a Mideast mission this week, along with another White House aide. CBS's Chip Reed has more.
A White House official says Kushner, who joined Mr. Trump on his recent trip to the Middle East, will hear directly from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The official says Kushner will likely make a number of visits to the region.
Water-dropping aircraft from Italy, Spain, and France are on the job in Portugal, along with more than 2,000 firefighters trying to put out wildfires in the central part of the country. One is blamed for 62 deaths. People had very little time to flee the flames. CBS's Meg Oliver.
A huge wall of flames ran over cars and trucks some 95 miles northeast of Lisbon. The fire is still going strong, and officials are searching for more victims.
Well, forecasters say record highs for the day could fall in parts of the southwest. In Palmdale, California, triple-digit temperatures expected all week.
If you're outside, it's pretty hot. It's like you're getting fried.
It's really hot, and then you're like, you want to go to the water.
Death Valley, California hit 124 degrees. 126 is the forecast high today. Phoenix could hit 120 each of the next 3 days. In St. Anthony, Minnesota.
No justice, no peace.
A few hundred protesters marched yesterday denouncing the Friday acquittal of a police officer in the shooting death of Philando Castile. He's the black man shot in his car during a traffic stop last year. The aftermath was live streamed on Facebook. The officer, Geronimo Yanez, has been fired from the force. A new report published today in the journal Pediatrics says gunfire kills or injures at least 19 children in the U.S. every day. Boys, teens, and blacks are the most at risk. Researchers looked at hospital information from 2002 through 2014. The way one man in Colorado sees it, kids and smartphones can be a toxic mix. CBS's Pam Coulter has details.
Denver doctor and father Tim Farnham says the danger of smartphones to young children is akin to cigarettes or alcohol. He's leading an effort in Colorado to ban the sale of smartphones to kids under 13.
The kids aren't playing out there anymore. There are certain critical stages of development that are not happening.
Supporters have to collect 300,000 signatures to get a question on the issue on next year's ballot. It says retailers who sell a phone for use by a child under 13 would get a warning and then a $500 fine for a second offense.
Outside Milwaukee, 27-year-old Brooks Koepka won golf's U.S. Open. It was a $2.16 million payday, largest single-day prize in golf history. CBS's Tom Foti has the latest on the congressman wounded in last week's baseball field shooting.
Wounded Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise remains in serious condition at the MedStar Washington Hospital Center. He has undergone several surgeries since Wednesday's shooting at a baseball field in nearby Alexandria, Virginia. Scalise's condition was upgraded from critical this weekend. He did send out a Father's Day message on his Twitter account. He mentioned his wife and children. He suggested people take the time to be close to the ones they love, and he thanked the many people for their prayers, support, and outpouring of love, as he put it. His tweet included older photos of himself and his family. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
3 weeks ago, a California desert turtle named Otis slipped out of Kathy Heisinger's home in Sebring, Ohio, by pushing open a sliding door. Reward money and Facebook posts followed. He turned up over the weekend at a firehouse 20 miles away. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.